This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Donald Trump for coming. Anyone that comes should bring it, can bring attention. I hope he also brought a check. I understand he made a generous donation. At least that was reported. And I, again, the people thank him for that.
All right, that's Mary Landrieu, long political ties, of course, to the area. The former senator saying that, listen, any attention we can get is good for donations, for showing just how horrible it is here for the people who are still waiting for, in some cases, the water to still recede, as you're talking about, you know, several feet of water that some neighborhoods in Baton Rouge find themselves combating, because it's a slow, slow process. Welcome to this version of America Tonight, one of the many things that we'll talk about. Hey, they're digging out in Louisiana, and while they deal with massive water in California, it's still about stomping out wildfires. Although, while some are smoldering, but thanks to the 1,000-plus firemen and women who fought the fires in Southern California, it's looking pretty good. But in Central California, near Hearst Castle, they're having a hard time putting out the flames there that are close to what is now become a real tourist destination to go and look at the house, the grounds of the former newspaper publisher that they're worried might go up and become nothing but ash, although that fire line seems to be stopping the flames now at this hour. As I just checked in there, I used to work not very far from Hearst Castle. One of my early jobs in television news was in a place called San Luis Obispo. It's a really neat town in California, Central California, not Central California, the Central Coast. So you have beautiful landscape, the beaches, Pismo Beach and whatnot are right there. And then further up the coastline, you have that Hearst Castle. So we start with Louisiana and the situation in Louisiana. FEMA's there. The president is touring on Tuesday. There was some question as to whether or not the president should really be there, because what happens to all the law enforcement that has to protect him? And that means that they're off duty, so to speak, when it comes to dealing with helping the people in some of the areas that we've talked about. But that's a temporary situation, and I mean, it's not great to, that's the problem, because how many deputies, police officers have to mark a route and follow the president and all of that. But I think the president should tour, just like I think Trump should be there and Hillary Clinton and anybody else who can draw attention to, geez, you know what, more water, more donations. Here's really how you can help best and not get in the way. So they have the biggest bully pulpits in the world, and if they do, then they need to be where that action is temporarily. I mean, get in and get out so that it doesn't linger. In other words, you don't become such a big distraction that what has to happen there is not, you know, is not happening. Trump, in the meantime, and I say this is the biggest thing to circle on your calendars, is what the debate is going to look like. So, and debates, there's three debates, actually. The first one is September 26th. Two of the debates, of the three that are scheduled, are during NFL football games, which isn't good because that would draw eyes away from, you would think, maybe away from the presidential debates. I have a feeling that the people who want to watch the presidential debates will find a way to continue to watch them. And maybe it's a flipping back and forth thing. I'm not sure because of the amount of time you would have with the debate. But that might not be the day. That might not be the days. They may move the days because of the NFL. Because Trump can say, I want to debate, but I don't accept those times. It wouldn't be completely shocking because he's already kind of thrown that out there anyway, that it's not the optimum time to have a debate. I guess let's, you know, put it that way. News on the day, besides Louisiana and the thousands of people rescued from the flooding, still in a really precarious situation and people concerned about getting people back into places where they can get their lives together, and that's because of these properties that are destroyed, and then what the insurance situations were for most of those people. So we've got the fire situation and the picking up the pieces there, the water situation in Louisiana. We have Donald Trump in Ohio on Monday talking about Hillary Clinton and her emails, in fact, calling for an independent investigation into the emails of Hillary Clinton. He was speaking before a packed house and said that there should be some independent investigation of Hillary Clinton's actions, and he believes there is a Justice Department Clinton bias because of the FBI and Department of Justice just kind of whitewashed, as he said, the Clinton email crimes. And that this is typical because this happens all the time. So the Justice Department should appoint an independent special prosecutor because they've proven themselves to be really, sadly, a political arm of the White House, is what Trump said. That the DOJ acted unethically, this is Trump, particularly the Attorney General's private, lengthy, almost 40-minute meeting in the back of an airplane before the department's decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her crimes, as he says. So, one last Trumpism for the people in Ohio. Every insider getting rich off of our broken system is throwing money at Hillary Clinton. It's the powerful protecting the powerful, insiders fighting for insiders. And you know, it takes $1 billion to be president, and the Clinton campaign is almost there, and I don't think Donald Trump is worried about the money side of the election, of raising that money. But how crazy that all that money has to be spent when we have people that could use a leg up. Imagine if you took the $1 billion running for president and dumped it on the people in Louisiana to help them, and the people in Southern California, I'm saying the middle class that's squeezed and can barely afford to figure out where they're going to move next and what kind of a neighborhood or house are they going to be able to afford. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, reaction from Donald Trump about if he loses. He's talked about that briefly before. What does it mean if he loses? And who is he reaching out to in these last 2 months? Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
What's shaking, America? Thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Donald Trump, is he buzz-worthy for some of what he's been saying about Hillary Clinton or even about himself? But just in general, most of the focus is on Hillary Clinton. That's what you do when you want to get elected. You got to go after the opponent, or you have to have an incredible game plan that includes some mind-blowing proposals of what you're going to do as President of the United States. Here's what Trump said if he loses will happen.
If I don't make it, I wasted a lot of money, time, and energy. That I can tell you. A lot.
That's this, like, latest thing that he says all the time. A lot. He's not used to losing. I mean, you got to think about this. And no matter what, if you think Trump is completely just crazy, or you really like Donald Trump, or, you know, hey, I'll try something different. I'm tired of chocolate, vanilla, and all these flavors that aren't working. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Either way. I mean, here's the thing that's so interesting. This is a guy who doesn't lose very much. If he goes bankrupt, he comes out of it. If he becomes part of a television show, it explodes ratings-wise. You think of how long Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, ran, a long time. Almost everything that Trump does, real estate deals, and even if they don't come out right, he comes out on top. He's not used to losing at all. He runs against politically established people who have backing, and half of them drop out midway through, and the others don't make it really to the finish line. And he beats them all, decides he's going to run for president. I mean, that's pretty impressive. So when he says, if I lose, it was all for nothing, I mean, it would be unusual for Donald Trump. It would be unusual for Donald Trump to lose. So Hillary Clinton is the focus. I already mentioned this. The Clinton emails, now all of a sudden we've got more of these emails, and then saying that Colin Powell and Condi Rice advised her not to use or to use her own private email server. And they're both saying they don't recall these conversations. She talked about it through a spokesperson at Stanford, and Colin Powell said that he never recalled having that conversation when she said that happened. And then this these new emails, and Donald Trump, as you just heard, I talked about that, saying that this was all criminality and, you know, whatnot. So now you have his new campaign manager who is saying, Kellyanne Conway is saying, you know, Hillary could have totally put us away. And I love her approach. I mean, this is another woman who's not used to, like Trump, is not used to losing, because she's been on, I think, almost exclusively winning teams. But she said, she was on CNBC, she said the campaign made a big mistake by putting her into hiding when they could have taken the past 2 weeks to totally put us away, is what she's saying. You know, she's saying if you don't see her, you forget she's running. And you think the entire election is a referendum on Donald Trump? And she says, meanwhile, the past 2 weeks have been pivotal ones in the Trump campaign, and that this was an egregious error. And she says, I think they made a mistake by not having her go to the Middle East and meet with troops or make major policy speeches. Most of the polls have Clinton ahead in the race. But she says, that just lights a fire under us. And she also says, why is the press not pushing Clinton for holding a press conference in more than 260 days? And, you know, there is a point there. How wild is that? She doesn't really like the press, but 260 days. Wow, I didn't realize it had been that long. No press conference. But see, as she was making some gains, Trump made some headlines by attacking Mika Brzezinski on Twitter, who's the Morning Joe MSNBC co-host, saying she was neurotic and Scarborough's longtime girlfriend. He said, I'm tired of watching the low-rated Morning Joe this morning. Unwatchable. Morning Mika is off the wall, neurotic, and not very bright. A mess. Someday when things calm down, I'll tell the real story of Joe and his insecure longtime girlfriend. Two clowns. Wow. And no comeback for that. What are they going to do? I'm sure MSNBC has some sort of policy, because there's not much that they can say back to that. They can make comments, I'm sure, but not get into a Twitter war with Donald Trump, because anybody who gets in a Twitter war with him anyway, you most likely are going to lose. He is very good in the 140-character world, because that's what it's like still for me, 140 characters. You have to be able to be clear, concise, and boom, go after your point and know exactly what you're saying. And he's pretty good at that, I have to say. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, Patrick Egdorf will join me, and we'll do a little true or false. True or false. And boy, there is a lot of that to be had, for sure. I think, kind of the unbelievable believables and some really shocking kind of stories. I'll tell you one of them. This is a sad story. As we get ready for football season, there was a Trojan quarterback at one point that he was a big surfer guy, and people talked about him a lot, Todd Marinovich. He's a former Raiders quarterback, too. They arrested him when he was found naked with pot and possibly meth in a stranger's backyard in Southern California. In Irvine, they say they picked him up after they got a call saying a guy was on a hiking trail near these houses. They found him in a backyard. He had a brown bag. It had pot and a substance that they thought was meth, but they were taken to the lab. I mean, this is a guy, now 47, who was a first-round draft pick in 1991, but his drug woes drove him from the NFL after two seasons. He's had a lot of problems with drugs, with cops, all of that. Wow. It's so sad to see. And you look at the mugshot of him, and you can hardly remember, oh, boy, this is the kid that had so much potential. But he was also the kid whose father pushed him and pushed him and pushed him into the sport. And he's talked about it when he's been asked about it, that he absolutely, that's the other side of telling a kid that this is their future, to be a professional football player. And that was his father's dream, perhaps not his. And then look what it, he might have unraveled anyway, but it was certainly look what it has led to. Wow. Sad. Because I think there was some upside there. I think there was lots and lots of potential. And I got to say this here, too, for all the fans of the Eclipse, and I've gotten your emails in the past, and I've gotten your emails because I talk about the Eclipse and remembering one of my fondest memories is every year in science class making some cockamamie thing that I was supposed to look in for fear that I would be blinded if I dared not look in the tube that was funky, that looked upward, that would give me a view of the eclipse. So they say the biggest and best solar eclipse in American history arrives a year from Monday. And that there's parties, celebrations, festivals planned for the eclipse, which is going to be actually August 21st, 2017. They say it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's going to be visible from coast to coast. It'll be the first total, ready for this? It'll be the first total eclipse visible in the United States. Mark this down right now. Grab that piece of paper. Since the country was founded in 1776. True or false? Next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Tonight, Patrick Eggdorf, who is one of our technical directors here for the show, joins me for my version of what I like to call True or False. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself, Kate?
Pretty well. When I look at the people in Louisiana, and you know, because you've dealt with weather in Minnesota, it is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy sometimes.
Absolutely, and you see that happen when we hit winter weather. I guess in Minneapolis, that's when they've had their problems, but nothing like these floods of Louisiana. All right, how about this? True or false? The movie Ben-Hur, which was such a classic hit, was a massive flop over the weekend as far as the box office is concerned. True or false?
I thought I saw that somewhere. I'm going to say true.
True. It was a massive flop. Paramount reported that the remake of the 1959 classic brought in $11.35 million. So, not good. And the news gets even worse, if possible, for Ben-Hur. No major movie wants to open wide outside the top five. So that means it was a tough sale anyway, but now it's even worse. So the final numbers show that people just were not interested in it, and producers Mark Burnett and Roma Downey couldn't attract the faith-based audience that that they've gotten before. And it got a 28% critical approval rating on the review site RottenTomatoes.com, because they, you know, take all the reviews and mash them up. But audiences graded the drama an A- at Cinema Score. Here's the thing. My prediction is it does well in streaming. It'll find an audience in streaming. So if it's not good at the box office, it'll still do okay. I think it'll still be okay at the streaming stage. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to another one. Ryan Lochte is an American swimmer who has 12 medals, Patrick, in his time of swimming in the Olympics. He just walked away with another gold medal. He also, as of the beginning of the week, has lost $1 million in endorsements for his shenanigans at a gas station in Rio de Janeiro and the lies that ensued about what really happened there, or the exaggerations. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Yeah, true. Speedo dropped him. A bed manufacturing company dropped him. A lot of longtime sponsors are saying goodbye to him because of the fact he was on the air three times last week and the story's changed just way too much. I mean, way too much. So unfortunately for him, or fortunately, maybe lesson learned, the goodies are gonies, because nobody wants to touch that. Nobody wants to deal with the fallout of somebody saying one story and telling another story and the people in Brazil being furious about what happened. All right, how about this? The State Department is reviewing nearly 100,000 Hillary Clinton emails. True or false?
I'm going to say true once more.
It's a false. The number's exaggerated, so just like Ryan Lochte, I got confused. But 15,000 Clinton emails, that's the number. So the State Department is reviewing them as part of a batch of previously undisclosed communications that came out of the FBI's year-long investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private server while she was Secretary of State. So not 100,000, but 15. Woo, 15,000. All right, we motor on to another story. And how about this one? The big bank, Wells Fargo, has been fined over some of their student loan practices. True or false?
True.
True is right. Wells Fargo has to reform what they do and pay a $3.6 million fine for actions that federal consumer protection officials say misled student loan borrowers and resulted in some paying unnecessary fees. Ooh, that's awful. They hit borrowers with illegal fees, deprived others of critical information in order to manage their student loan accounts. That's what the Bureau Director Richard Cordray said in a statement. Consumers should be able to rely on their servicer to process and credit payments correctly. I think that's a good thing. I say thumbs up in that direction, because it's ridiculous that they should, that they did that to people. And then, of course, they're panicked and trying to figure out what they're doing. And here there were some mistakes. Okay, let's move on to yet another true or is it true, Patrick Eggdorf, I don't know if you were a PlayStation fan, but that Sony is going to introduce PlayStation 4. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
That is correct. Were you a fan of PlayStation?
Growing up, I was more of an Xbox guy, but I definitely had friends that had PlayStation, so I know the ways.
The ways of the PlayStation. Well, yeah, it's true. A 4K-enabled PlayStation 4 is a video game console. They revealed it during an event in New York, though where they're going to reveal it there. According to the Wall Street Journal, the electronics giant will also unveil a standard version of the PS4 that will boast of kind of a slimmer design and a cheaper price tag. That's what people want. Make it lighter. Make it cheaper. That's what people want. So they say the headset will sell in the U.S. on October 13th at $399. Sony says the platform compatible with the PS4 will host 50 games between its first day of availability and the rest of the year. So Sony remains the front runner, really, if you think about it. In video game consoles, it faces, though, pressure from Microsoft Xbox, which you talked about, Patrick. Microsoft launched the Xbox One S. They've got a slimmer frame and a lower price. They're also working on a high-end Xbox, by the way, dubbed Project Scorpion. Yeah, there's a lot of competition, I think, in that arena, especially among those two. I don't know if there are really any other players, but it's a lucrative market, without a doubt. Okay, is it true if you're looking for an Airbnb, some of the most popular Airbnbs are being listed on Pinterest, true or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true. If you want to rent an Airbnb, and I know people that are doing it all over the place. They can't get enough of it. A former guest on this show, Greg Stebbin, has an Airbnb, and it's kind of the rage because usually it's cheaper, but it's also cooler. They're, you know, in these really cool areas. You might be in a treehouse in the Redwoods. You might be in what they say is a Nintendo-inspired apartment in Tokyo. There's just some mind-blowing vacations. I mean, they are vacations because of the places where they are, near the national parks. And if you look at them, I mean, I have to say, as I looked at some of these, it's pretty darn cool what you're able to get for really pretty cheap in Yosemite. Near Yosemite Park, there is a pretty newly built home that's right there, and it's a short drive from the Yosemite Valley floor, and it's an Airbnb. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Some of them a little bit more expensive, but still pretty decent range for what you have to, I mean, for what you'll pay. Smart of those people. Let's do an Airbnb. Why not? Another true or false. How about this one? For true or false. This is pretty good. When we look at Conor McGregor in the sports world, a lot of people think of the UFC and Conor McGregor really getting excitement back into the UFC. Not that the UFC ever lost its mojo. But so much is being made about him and his belt, including the fact that he may lose his belt. So what do you think? In Saturday's UFC 202 pay-per-view main event at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Conor McGregor avenged a March loss to Nate Diaz in a non-welterweight weight bout by scoring a narrow majority decision win. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. It was a narrow decision. 48-47, 47-47, 48-47. Doesn't get any tighter than that. And they say so many people rented it. So many people watched that fight. Thanks, Patrick. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about the Zika virus, of course, left and right here the last couple of months especially. Now we have these wild Louisiana floods, and there's been conversations about that. And what does that mean for mosquitoes? What does that mean for the potential for Zika? We saw what happened in Florida, of course, and we're watching in Texas as well. Joe Alton, tremendous. We had him on last time. It was interesting. We were talking about something else and a little bit of Zika, too, as well. We talk about disaster preparedness, and this is now one of the things you certainly have to think about. Dr. Alton, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Kate.
So in talking about let's talk about the Louisiana floods first. You got to figure there's mold. You got to figure there's spiders. You got to figure there's potential. And I know that they're talking about spraying for mosquitoes in Louisiana. What's the danger there?
Well, there's a quite a bit of danger there. You know that there are a lot of intruders that occur that happen to decide that their homes are not livable anymore, and your home is, and these include all sorts of critters, everything from raccoons to spiders to even things like algae and mold, and they can cause a great deal of damage, not only physical damage to your home, but they can cause all sorts of different types of infections that can really get you sick. So this is a big issue. Unfortunately, there are 9,000 claims I read that are going through for flood insurance in Louisiana and the affected areas. There are 40,000 homes affected. That means three quarters of them probably were not covered.
Wow, boy. So that is awful to hear that, obviously. When we specifically talk about, and you and I talked about this before, the Zika outbreak, should we be more worried now than we were 6 months ago?
Well, if you live in Louisiana, I would be. Louisiana was one of the six warm weather states, Kate, that were being targeted as possible outbreak zones. Only one has turned out to be an official outbreak zone. That's in Miami, down where I am, actually. I actually toured the Zika zone just a couple of days ago. My dad had a business there. I worked there when I was a kid, and it is a concern. A lot of the area, although they say that it's been gentrified, is still pretty low-income housing, just like I remember it from my youth, and there's a lot of standing water.
Yeah, and the standing water is always the danger for mosquitoes in general, right?
Absolutely. They don't need a lot of standing water to breed, but and this is one of the big issues in a lot of places like Texas, Louisiana, places that have low-income urban areas where there's vacant lots, where there's trash like old tires, tin cans. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of water for a mosquito to complete its reproductive cycle.
Yeah, so really, cities, the smartest thing besides spraying that cities can do is try to do whatever to clean up those lots, right?
And they are trying to do that. The amazing thing in Houston, they're doing that at a record pace, and amazingly enough, they seem to fill up with trash again. And there are some parts of Houston that, for good or bad, are I guess, considered the dump.
Yeah. Then what's the danger if we've, and we've been talking about this a lot on the show, Mother Nature and then also the potential for somebody else who might have been a firebug in Northern California. We know that they've arrested someone for arson and they feel like he did it. But in Southern California, they're not sure yet, but tens of thousands of people had to be evacuated. Boy, those fires that spread out of San Bernardino are awful, Joe. I've spent some time there. And what are the dangers for the people in Southern California with this fire jumping over the highways and stuff?
It's amazing how quickly this particular fire, which is called the Blue Cut Fire after the local trail. When I first read about it, I saw a tweet that said 5 acres burning and not under control. That was about 24 hours ago, maybe 36 hours ago at this point. And since then, gone from 5 acres to 25,000, 30,000 acres. That is ridiculous. At 4% contained, it just shows that California is simply a tinderbox with the drought and the heat that's been going on there. And, of course, the population, 90% of these kinds of wildfires are caused by human carelessness or human purposefulness.
Yeah, boy, and that's the thing. You have the weather there where they've been having such crazy warm temperatures, and you combine that with the wind, and it spells yikes, because no matter how many firefighters they have trying to smother this thing, it's just not enough because of the way it can, as I mentioned before, jump, which is just so frightening. And I guess there's a lesson in this, Doc, when they tell you for your health's sake too, because of what you can inhale, when they tell you to evacuate, you got to evacuate. And I understand people want to save homes, but I've seen that in California. You're not going to beat the fire with your garden hose.
You know, that is absolutely right. No matter what you try to do, it is always the wisest thing, whether it's a flood warning or a fire, wildfire warning, to get out of Dodge as soon as you hear about it. Because in this particular fire, you're probably running away from it, and it's chasing you. It's going so fast, so it's a big issue. And also, you have to realize that regardless of the amount of work do you do to try to manage the vegetation around your house, to try to fireproof your house as best as you can. I mean, there's a lot of smoke that occurs in a wildfire, and if you inhale smoke, you've got to be a Navy SEAL or an Olympic athlete to be able to continue to fight that fire. It just makes sense. Be realistic. Protect your family. Get out of Dodge.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. Joe Alton, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so you heard what Dr. Alton had to say, and obviously there was a key thing that he talked about. The vacant lots in some of these areas, even if they've been regentrified, what they're doing in Houston, which is tremendous, but then how it's just trashing back up again, not good, because that leads to the problems, that leads to the mosquitoes, and it leads to, you know, ultimately what could be the terribly dangerous situation where you've got mosquito hornet's nest. So there's that. And then, as I mentioned there, talking about Louisiana in the beginning, the fact that you also, with the floods and with the floodwaters receding, you have a plethora of other problems. And sadly, that includes spiders and snakes. They're having already concerns about snakes, mold, everything that can attract what can be absolutely deadly. And Zika, just like West Nile, if we bounce back to that, we're talking about the mosquitoes. So anything, I just did this the other day. It is just a reminder when you're not thinking about it, how easily those mosquitoes can find exactly what they need to, you know, thrive, frankly. And those pools of water are a disaster. I mean, just a disaster. So be careful and make use it as a reminder. I'm not lecturing anyone, but just kind of use it as a reminder that, oh yeah, this water creeps up on you and you're getting rain, because we've just been smashed with that rain too in my neck of the woods. And that's the first thing I do. I look around thinking, well, I don't have anything that gathers water. And sure enough, there's like a flower pot. There's a bird bath in the back that I just completely forget about, and it gathers that water. And I know that in the past, in my neighborhood, they had West Nile. They had a mosquito infestation and thought, you know, oh gosh, West Nile. That's why we had the spraying for mosquitoes. And the one thing I could easily have done at my house and didn't realize, and those couple of things I just mentioned, is that, oh yeah, that water is pooling up. Because you say to yourself, well, I don't have anything that's gathering that water. But then you look around and then you realize, yeah, and you see this heartbreak in just Louisiana. I mean, the floods, it just adds insult to injury. There's what happens during the flood, then there's what happens when the water recedes. And then on top of that, just kind of throw this in here at the end of speaking with Dr. Altman in the beginning, is on top of that, besides the problems with critters, is the problems with looting. It becomes an opportunity for nefarious people to say, woohoo, free for all. And sadly, some of these people who are losing everything also go back to neighborhoods to find that they've been looted. Terrible. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.